He was, Oliver explained, but he didn't call anyone. Someone else called him. Jessica immediately stopped her pacing and looked at Oliver. Then, in a quiet voice that was barely audible, she croaked, "That's impossible." Oliver was beginning to lose his temper. Oliver repeated to Jessica that his brother Carter had gotten a call. There was nothing weird or impossible about that situation. But Jessica just stood there frozen and shook her head. "Look, Oliver, that is no ordinary cell phone." Oliver waited for her to continue, but instead she just absent-mindedly resumed pacing. Finally, she scooted the other desk chair close to Oliver. "I'm going to tell you something, but you have to swear not to repeat it." "Well, I don't know." "You've got to promise, Ollie." Jessica grabbed both his wrists. "All right, if you promise to stop touching me." "Deal." Chapter 3. Chronicle Destination. After witnessing his brother vanish into thin air, Oliver thought he was ready for anything. But the story Jessica began telling him was even more unbelievable. She and Carter had been working on an entry for the annual technology fair. Though it was a high school event, the two had participated since the sixth grade. One year, they refitted a portable CD player with a transceiver that could seek out unassigned FM bands and broadcast music on nearby radios. Oliver could remember the uproar this caused before they ironed out all the bugs. Imagine the reaction from 73-year-old Mrs. Stetson down the street when rock music suddenly blasted from her stereo. Now multiply that problem about 20 times. Oliver could imagine the pair of them tinkering with just about anything. Today's mystery actually began when Carter and Jessica had taken apart a handheld global positioning system, GPS, to inspect its computer chip.